A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 30th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners, about the state of the nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk to you, our listeners and viewers, about the state of the nation. Tell us how we are managing to get by as the country's economic crisis worsens.
Zimbabwe's economy has been struggling over the past two decades. The purchasing power of the average Zimbabwean has fallen back to the same levels of the 1953.
The government is blaming its economic problems on external forces and drought. Tell us about how you and your family are managing to get by every day, Gibbs.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yeah, Onguka Gibbs nasi tlao titinge tichi taura ne muri Zimbabwe mchitu za kuti muriku kwanisa sei kuti munge muchi rara matitao ti mutitaure nezwe na u ze chikafu na u ze mabasa tukunzuka uti maguta makawanda mvura iri kunetsa kuti inge ichiwanikwa vana vechikoro vamwe varikutadza kuenda kuchikoro nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana zvikuru zvikonzerwa nedambudziko iroro rekuti dhora harisi kubatika uye vamwe vari kutiwo vakaenda kumabhanga kwacho hakuna chekubata vari kupedza nguva yakawanda vari mumutsetse yekuti vange vachikwanisa kutora mari mumabhanga. Tinoda kunzwa kubva kwamuri kuti zviri kufamba sei uye mapurisa ari kutiwo mazuva ano vanenge vari kuona uwandu hwevanhu vakati one day vari kuurayana mudzimba umo vana baba nana mai. Kazhinji vanoongorora nyaya dzakadai vari kuti zviri kukonzerwawo nekuti zvinhu hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka muzimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yo vakambe zuluka ndava ndingalichona njani ndape tikona kuna ngapo ngemakaya tinangapa siyaphila sivili ngape merika phela imemorial day esingati eZimbabwe kuna ngapo kuyave kungani heroes day so ke lingasiboni singachanga amathayi lamhlanje lapha iholiday so ke sifisa ukuthi lingene kuhlelo lapha siyabe sicoka khona ngokuthi kambe liphatheke njani ngezinto ezinengi khona lapho lapha elihlala khona njalo nxa sikhuluma ngamabhanga liyathola yini imali nxa sokubuya ezempila kahle lime njani liyenelisa yini ukuthi liyefika esibhedlela lokunye okuthiyeneyo kunjalo kumbe ivini amaklinika nxa sokubuya ke ukutshaya nezindlini kambe abantu baphathene njani sifuna zulu likhulume izifiso zenu zonke lakho khonoko kufumbathe esifubeni sakho lamhla ubhoboke phela ukhulume ngakho njalo lo mnotho welizwe kambe ume njani uyaguquka kumbe awuguquki xa ufuna njalo ungakhuluma ngokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla lezanu p f lokutshengisela ezitaladini kwebandla le-MDC kumbe lawe nxa ufuna ukutshengisela wedwa uyasitshela ngakho phela ye ngenamhlelo khona manje. Yes, as it could be for it.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gibbs, the good news for our listeners and viewers is that now they can manage to watch this program live. Let's just take a listen to one of our promos, Gibbs. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Studio 7 is now streaming live talk on Facebook. Be sure to catch us every day from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. for engaging discussions on important topics of the day. Share your thoughts live during the show. Our Facebook address is VOA Studio 7. That address again, VOA Studio 7. Don't forget to like us.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. Gibbs, I think we have a caller there.
Yes, lo mnumza no tube osecingweni khona manje mfoka tube kunjani? Ukona tube cingweni. Baba tube ukona na. Yeah, hamba hamba bicha na tube. Hamba hamba kancane. Hamba hamba kancane. Asikuzwa kuhle. Oh, umnumzana Ncube, cheta futhi kancane Ncube, cheta futhi mbijana baba. Yey, kuna lapho sikhona songconywana, uyangizwa kodwa. Yey, sengikuzwa vele unganyamukuli, ungakukhulumi lo muntu eceleni, sikhuluma lati khona manje. Akho sitshethi wena ubhekane lani lapho khona khona. Sikheleza futhi ngencube ifoni yakho sikheleza akuye lapho ukuthi nxa ufonelwa sibili ngabantu bakho lapho engena khona mnandi uyabunga phi kwankhona hambe kuma khona pho kanye nxa kusenza uqanise phezulu kwesihlahla sibili baba ya sokungcono kakhulu ye mana konapho so kanti sakhuluma usithi ke abantu abaningi ababeyitshengisela abafana namankazana amancane qhubeka ke khona
uthi na njengoba kunjalo nje bayakubeka ukuthi lugada olutsha ugada olutsha ngikhangele abantwana abasemazweni khona kwenisto ebotwana esouth africa ngingasabalula amanye abazwaba overseas konke labana abantwana ugaja olutsha ugaja olutsha lonalungani imali yokuthatha mina ngithi liyi-3-4 million lonke ngolumatsho lwayibona labana ihlela nalonakelekade ngizela buthana e-Harare ukuthi lona liyavumelana lokuthi okwenzakala kulele lizwe kuqondise into sengikhangela ikakhulu futhi ngapha ukuthi emaphandleni ngapha amatitshala akhona kule isabelo semadukeleni abafundisa e-primary amatitshala angasiyo ulimi lwesindebeleni kodwa abantwana laba khuluma ulimi lwesindebeleni emagumeni angakibo kuyeba lakho ukuthi kuyethiwa kule 50% ukuthi abantwana bapase nge-50% isabelo semandebeleni kwenziwa ngabomu lokhu ukuthi abantwana bangapha emandebeleni babehlale ezigcili besebenzela abantwana besibangelo semathoneni kuba khona futhi ukuthi abantwana bangapha emadebeleni bangaphandle komazwe kenxa yokubana kabathole imisebenzi bengatholi imisebenzi kenxa yokubana kabafundi
ye babancube sicela ukuthi sikufonele ngoba ifoni leyo ngazani iyahlupha kakhulu wathi sikufonele kathesi kodwa sizwile okunye kade ukukhuluma siyakufonela kathesi
Yes, Akufanele Baba. So that was Mr. Ngobe, you know, he's in Kai. He was saying that, you know, since independence, there have been so many problems in Zimbabwe. And it appears as if one of the problems is with the youth.
Mm-hmm.
He says they don't seem to see exactly where they are going, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, most of them are not employed, but they were seen recently actually backing the president,
mm-hmm.
saying that they support him. But he says he disagrees with that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And was saying that in terms of teachers, you know, in most rural areas in Matabeleland region,
mm-hmm.
The people that are teaching there are non-developed speakers,
mm-hmm.
especially those at the lower ranks of the primary school education system.
Mm-hmm.
So he says we should have people that are actually proficient in the local languages. So he says that's why the pass rate is quite low.
Mm-hmm.
So that is his opinion.
Mm-hmm. Right? Let's go to Mkoma Joshua Gavi. Makadi Mkoma Joshua.
Tiripo Makadi niwo enyu.
Aiwa, tiripo. Mkoma Joshua, tiudzewo kuti muri kurarama sei nemhuri yenyu.
Haiko zvinezvi, nhasi yacho haina kumira zvakanaka.
Sei muri kudaro?
Tine tikati dzokuti mabasa ari muno muZimbabwe hakuna ina hangu ndinoita zvokusona. Ndaita zvokusona kudaro so pari zvimwe zvikatarisa ndiri muno muZimbabwe ndotambira about $40.
Munosenzera munhu here kana kuti munozvisonera mega?
Chitorawa bod. Hallo?
Munonge muchisona muchizvishandira mega here kana kuti pane wamuri kushandira?
Ndiri kutoshandirawo muvatinoshandirawo.
Okay, saka mune muchibhadharwa $40 pamwedzi pazuva?
Pasvondo.
Mune muchibhadharwa $40 pasvondo?
But ukatarisa manje transport cost yekunge uchienda kubasa ikoko kukungoenda kubasa nokudzoka transport cost yacho yepasvondo ipapapo inobva yatora $10. Apa hapana food, hapana chii. Ukazoshandisa futi food ipapo uchinonzi another $10 inobva yatorwa. Saka from $40 unosara wane $20.
Saka munozorarama sei manje nemhuri nemari shoma iyoyo?
Ndo chikena vanhu vakataura kuti nhasi yacho mazuva ano yakaoma because nekamari kakako kuti uchirarama manje apo uchida kubhadhara rendi inosvika about $50. Saka panenge pakangoma hakungoti unoshaya kuti ungaitei hapana hapo zvokuita but ndo nhasi yatiri kuraramawo mazuva ano hamenoti ingaperawose.
Asi imiwo sechizvarwa chezimbabwe zvii zvamurora kuti zvinge zvichiitwawo tichitarisawo kubva kuhurumende zvii zvamungade kuvaudza kana vakateerera?
Ini maonero angu ndokungoti dai nyaya dzehori dzadzi hatisubiruke because kana hori uchakangogara kuona chingakubudirira.
Aiwa, saka mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii Mukoma
Joshua? Halo?
Ndandati mhuri yenyu yakakura zvakadii?
Ndine vana vatatu.
Mune vana vatatu. Pari
zvino, but two ndo vanoenda kuchikoro asi.
Mumwe achiri mudiki?
Umwe achiri mudiki zvake, saka mhuri iyoyo yokuti irarame pakaoma. Asi ukanzwa hako government ichitaura yothingi kuti zvinhu zvinonaka, but unozoona manje pamberi apo kuti hapana chinonaka bhokonzi kuba kwacho kwakanyanyisa. Waone kuchifudza ndiye ari kuita zviri nani, unozvinzwa kuti aitawo chakati ari kuba ezvazvodai. Saka hapana chingambobudirira ipa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Mukoma Joshua.
Aiwa, ndizvozvo maita ini chakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Gavi, Mr. Joshua Gavi. He's saying, you know, it's really difficult to raise his family. He has three children, and he's saying weekly he gets about $40, and the bulk of that money goes to transport, and also he needs to eat during the day. So basically it's about $20, and he has to pay his rent, which is about $50. But he's saying the major problem in Zimbabwe is corruption, and he says the government must address that, Gibbs.
Lapho silo nkosikazi Sakhile ne ose Botswana unjani ke Matube?
Ngiyaphila butisile njani mina lonke khona
office. Isiyaphila kakhulu ke kunjani Botswana?
Hayi, seBotswana namhla uyaqanda.
Ungathini?
Uyaqanda.
Ye, ungathini ke namhlanje? Ungasitshelani?
Hayi, impilo yokhathe simple siphila butisile. Ngathi ngiyaqala sipoultry enkukhu kodwa eh bezangkhona konke istock feed isikhwelile siphezulu. So hayi, ngiyenza khona ngiphinde ngiyenze okwamabheli.
Okwamabheli,
ukuthengisa ama-second hand clothes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kodwa lapha kungiwede ngoba ngingaze ndiwode ngathi ngiyazamthi ngingene lale Zimbabwe customs. U-DJ imali yangkhona iqinisa ibaningi kakhulu, ezinye icina uzowuthathelwa zokuthi hayi hambe edinga imali yangkhona ukuze of which khonapho yakuyi-bread winner. Ugcina abazali ngayo, uphinde la ufuna ukuthi uzincedise ngayo, ugcina e-back end of the day kungela kutholwenzileyo kodwa usebenza nzima. Njalo emazweni lapho esikhona uphonge uhlala kuphela anytime ngapho kuzo kuthiwa hhayi i-permit yakho asisayi-renewe uzakuyanga.
So kunzima kanganani ukuhlala eButswana khonapho?
Hayi, eButswana kunzima, awuvila ama-rights afana la ama-locals. Kunzima sibila sikuthi kulula, siyafisa ukuthi ngayo lathi siseduzele ekhaya but ungaze uhambe ekhaya ukhona uzafika uyenze kade sinjengoba kungenamali. So nxa singapha sesokuzama nje ukuthi at least uvuke la uhambe ngathiwambe sekufuneka imali yalokho ekhaya ukwazi ukuthi uthumeze but akulula.
So ubona zani uzahlala emazweni kuze kuthini Maduka?
Ahi, awuva vele into ilo umbuzo onzima kithi impendulo enzima engakunika yona kodwa siyafisa ukuthi lathi ngelinanga ukuvula usekhaya usezibapha ngasoze ukuthi noma uhambe uze umuntu ekubiza njengekwerekwere ngapho bathi makwerekwere but that is an insult to it. So uma usekhaya uyaku-free noma ungaphumi ufuna ukuthi ungene ema-ofisini you can be helped ungela muntu ozakuthi zama ukuthi ukhulume ulimi esiluzwayo ngoba nxa usekhaya kungcono uyabukhuluma yo mother tongue nxa ungapha ungazazi isiTswana abanye baye bengakwazi isiZulu uthuthi ubone vele usukwenye indawo ofuthi ukuthi uzancede ekucineni like ma singena ebot sometimes ma ungena ebot uyasifuthi ama-citizens balelayini yabo emfitshane xa ungaso wena citizen uyajoyina iline and people are being harassed akula nto ozayenza ngoba uyangena uyela izweni la awula right.
Yeke nxa usukhangeleke ngempilo yakho khonapho ukuthi kambe kuzaze kuthini Madube?
Sesilaba sesibongukhuleke enkosini sesizabona ukuthi kuzaze kuthini kumbe kungalunga izinto zingalunga njengoba kungaze kuthiwe ivote I always cross ngihambe ekhaya nge-customer vote ngicabanga ukuthi izinto zizathini but it's coming back to us. So angazi ukuthi impilo yami izazithini sengikhona ngihambe kuzaze kuthini inkosi yesizwa.
Hayi, siyawuza kakhulu Madube. So inkukhu kathi usigcina ngapha eButswana kumbe ekhaya?
EButswana.
Oh, okay. Siyakuzwa mama.
Izigqoko yize ngizithengise ekhaya.
Hawu, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sibongile kakhulu Madube.
All right, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Okay, bye. So that was Mrs. Sakhile Dube Ne. You know, she is based in Botswana and she's saying that she was running a poultry project. But she's almost abandoning it because stock feed is always going up and she's not getting some good returns. And she's saying that, you know, she used to take second-hand clothes across the border to Zimbabwe, but customs duty is too high. And so she can't afford to do whatever she wants. And she says, generally, life is very difficult in Botswana. You know, they are called makwerekweres. You know, that kind of derogatory term of, you know, calling other people. And she says she doesn't know what is going to happen to her. Fate will only decide whatever, you know, in terms of life. And she says God is the savior in any case.
I think we have our first guest. That is Reverend Levi Kadenge of the Methodist Church. Reverend Kadenge, good evening.
Good evening, brother.
Thank you so much for joining us, Reverend. Of course, it's such a short notice. Gibbs, maybe you can fire away. We have Reverend Kadenge on the line.
Reverend Kadenge, can you tell us about some of the challenges that are faced by Zimbabweans, especially those that actually come to you seeking some kind of help?
Young man, I think this country is going through untold suffering. Also, the citizens, really, things are tough. I've been listening to the guys who were speaking prior to me, and they are saying the truth is a big challenge. Many people have been laid off. And those who are working are getting little. And this month end, you go into town, every bank, you see there are lots and lots of people, queues that never end. And people get there, they don't get the money they want. They get very little. And really that little to go about to pay for what they have to, it's a challenge. So the life in this country has become a nightmare. But, you know, Zimbabweans are very good to make do with the little that is there. But I think where we are going, it's really a tall order because there is no little to go by. So most of the families are in dire straits, and it's a challenge which we don't know how to go about it. Like others were saying, there's a lot of corruption. You go into the road, the police are just there taking money from people for charges that are very frivolous. And if you don't pay, they impound your car. And if the car is a bit old, you know that once it's impounded, to be taken or to be given back, they have to look at other things which are not right, and you may not get the car. So people have to run around to look for money from friends just to pay for something they are required to pay for, which is missing on their car. So really, the daily lives here, it's a nightmare. You have to be around to appreciate what the people are saying. But where we are now, we really don't know how to move from there, and to where no one knows. So I don't know the authorities that are there, how they think they can solve this problem.
Thank you.
No money is in the bank.
Thank you, Reverend. Please do stay on the line. Of course, we just want to remind our listeners and viewers that tomorrow there is the Connection, that is the youth program. So we encourage you to listen or watch that program every Tuesday. Gibbs, let's just take a listen and, of course, promote that youth program.
Sure. Yes.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss teenage pregnancy, as the recent Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey shows 1 in 10 adolescent girls giving birth each year. What's your take on this issue?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
Of course, today we are talking about the state of the nation, and we are talking to ordinary Zimbabweans about how they are managing to get by as the economic situation worsens. Gibbs,
hold on. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about the economic situation. Hey,
I'm
going to talk to you about the
economic
situation.
I'm going to go to the house. Mina intengi ibona ingahle kahle. Ikhaya lethu alimanga kahle. Nathi la sila igula sithandi bana. And siyathanda ukuba phansi kwemuli zethu njengawo kodwa simasifuni. Asifuni. And umsebenzi phela yabona ikhaya kuthi ukuthi awukho.
Ehe.
Sinendawo esingenazikolo. Ihulumeni yethu ayisigodlisi imali yethu, imali yakhe bona laphana ekhaya, ukuthi ngabe sinendawo engenasikolo, nendawo engenamaklinika. Uyazi, ungasuka ngengavakatshela kwenye indawo okuthiwa kusetholotho, ngasuka etholotho ngaze ngayofika isibhedlela ngayozithola ephumula, okuwukuthi ukuthi indawo yonke lowo mango lowo phakathi awula sibhedlela. Isikolo ngadlula isikolo esikhona 4 kodwa umango wakhona umkhulu kakhulu. Okungawukuthi uma kunga-akhiwa laphana kuthiwa kakhiwe iyouthi ngakhona ukusebenza kodwa ngendlela yokuthi ihulumeni yethu idle mali angazi izeleliyana sizobuthwala ubunzima lapha and nangapha emazweni nabo phela abafuni ilizwe labo abantu. Bakhathele ama-visitor avela kuleli ayilize lingafuni ukuma. So indaba embi kakhulu.
Ye, siyakuzwa-ke nxa ukuthi ungavalelisa abantu bezimbabwe kwalapho ungabatshela ukuthi
ngabavalelisa thi kakhulukazi ngathi-ke ngithanda ukuthi bongele nje bonke nalaba benza imashi then bese ngidingelela nje abantu abami bayendlili enet leko so ngithi ababoni ukuthi kuzima emhlabeni la selikhatshana labo asithandi ukuba semazweni kodwa ayikho into esingayiyenzi.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke nomzala bekezela ungadinela kusasa uphenduke phela ungasikhohlwa.
Ya, nawo umama uthi nayo ufuna ukulandisa ngezasizibaba.
Ye, othi sikhulume la isibili ye kaboyi.
Hayi baba.
Ngiyaphila mama, kunjani? Siphile kakhulu. Ngikhuluma lobani?
Hayi, ukhuluma lo Mankomo unazinhle.
Ye, Mankomo, akutsho ngeZimbabwe ungathini?
Eyi baba, eZimbabwe hayi isikhathi sobunzima. Uyazi sihleli ubunzima, sihleli abantu abethu sibashiye kude. Uhlala usuthi wena ngapho uthala uvala ukuthi engxenye mina ngisuthi abantwana balele bengadlanga. Imali zakhona zibhala lalapho esikhona imisebenzi yakhona kayitholakali kahle
Bamba kona po makomo, bamba kona po ngai kachana mama, siyabuya kuwe, ngamafichani, singatati kefu.
Reverend Kadenge, please do stay on the line, and also Mr. Stanley Torima, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube, Baba Makeza, Lao Konape Botswana. Mambila in the civil Ika Chana, Siavoy. Stay tuned.